Now a note on the passing of a hero up in the Great White North.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice.
Stompin' Tom Connors was a Canadian country folk legend. He died yesterday at age 77.
To those of us stateside, this is his most well-known tune. The Hockey Song is played at hockey games everywhere.
And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
But to Canadians, Stompin' Tom was an inspiration because of his naked nationalist pride.
C-A-N-A-D-A, tell me, what's a Douglas fir? C-A-N-A-D-A, bet you never heard a bobcat fur.
Brian Edwards was Stompin' Tom's concert promoter.
He was a very patriotic Canadian that actually waved the flag, and it was something we don't see up here. And we do have a national flag and everybody likes it, but you don't see it being waved very often. A lot of Canadian entertainers don't do it.
But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else.
Tom Connor spent his youth hitchhiking around Canada. He traveled around doing odd jobs and collecting the stories that would become his songs. Here's Connor speaking to the CBC in 2010.
Everything I write about is pretty much about Canada and the places I've been, the people I've met, and the jobs they do.
Tom Connor's nickname came from his habit of keeping time with the heel of his cowboy boot. He even carried a plywood stompin' board with him to gigs to keep from damaging the stage.
Among Stompin' Tom's many fans, here's one you might not expect, musician Dave Grohl of Nirvana and the Foo Fighters. He first heard Stompin' Tom's music when he was touring in Canada with one of his early punk bands.
Punk rock was all about walking it like you talk it, and integrity was always something that we measured an artist by, and it just seemed like, how could you be more for real than Stompin' Tom, you know?
Tom Connors released 50 albums and toured Canada until he was 75. He told the CBC he hoped his songs instilled pride.
I would like people, and especially young people, to, when they wake up in the morning, instead of whistling some tune about good old Nashville or good old somewhere Texas or something in the United States, that they maybe whistle a Sudbury Saturday Night or something kind of unconsciously and say to themselves, hey, we're actually whistling about Canada.
Atta girls are left to bingo and the boys are getting stinkle. We think no more of ankle on a Sudbury Saturday Night.
Stompin' Tom Connors died yesterday. He was 77.
And we think no more of ankle on a Sudbury Saturday Night. With Irish Jim O'Connell there and Scotty Jack McDonnell, there's hunky Frederick Herzl getting tight, but that's all right. There's happy German Trixie there with Frenchie getting tipsy, and even Joe the Gypsy knows it's Saturday tonight. Now when Marianne and Mabel come to join us...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.